Dreamscape presents A Wedding at the Orange Blossom Inn by Shelley Shepherd Gray. Narrated by Tavia Gilbert. In loving memory of Phoebe, our beagle, she loved napping, kids, and pizza. Because of that, we loved her too. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and light for my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. It takes both sunshine and rain to make a rainbow. Amish proverb. Chapter 1. Frankie was on the loose again. "Mandy, dear, are you sure you didn't see where he went off to?" Emma Kime asked her 6-year-old daughter. Mandy shook her head, the long white ties of her cap swinging with the movement.
"I was talking to Frankie about my daisies, but I guess he weren't too interested in them."
"I fear his actions have less to do with your daisies and more to do with the scent of pizza," Emma said around a frown. "He's never smelled a pizza he didn't want."
"I'm sorry, Mommy. I thought the gate was closed."
Walking to the freshly painted white fence that surrounded their house like pretty icing on a cake, Emma examined the gate. The latch was in place. Then she noticed the beagle-sized hole underneath it. "Looks like Frankie dug his way out this morning."
"Oh, brother."
Mandy blew out an exasperated lungful of air.
"Frankie can sure be a bad beagle."
"Indeed." Ever since Frankie had been a puppy, he'd had an inordinate fondness for pizza. But now that he'd reached the ripe old age of 10, he seemed to have developed a real problem of wandering off in search of his favorite snack. Honestly, one would think he was too old for such nonsense. Emma knew she was. She had 3 girls to take care of by herself, as well as her home and a part-time job baking treats for several local inns in the area. She had no time to track down wayward beagles. "One day I'm going to have had enough of his foolishness," she muttered.
"Frankie don't mean to be bad, Mommy,"
Mandy protested as she grabbed Emma's arm.
"Don't be mad. He's simply a really hungry beagle."
Her middle child brightened.
"Like the caterpillar in that picture book."
"I know, child." Gently, she rubbed her thumb over the little line that had formed between Mandy's brows. "You know I would never do anything to hurt Frankie. Go get your sisters, and hurry, please. We're going to have to look for him." While Mandy ran back inside, Emma put her hands on her hips and glanced around the neighborhood, valiantly hoping that Frankie would suddenly appear trotting down the street toward them. But that was unlikely to
Sample complete. Ready to continue?